friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Sawyer and Remy. Hey guys, they send us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidsshortstories.com, fill out the form for story submissions, and I would love to turn your idea into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for today's story? Me too, let's go!
Purple ninjas, come here. I think I have a plan.
What's the plan, boss?
Said the purple ninjas.
Well, you see, I want to test out my lava machine. And I think I know the spies that I want to test it on.
What spies do you want to test it on, boss?
Well, I've been keeping my eye on Sawyer and Remy, and I think they would be the perfect ones to see how our lava machine works.
That is Dr. Stinky Breath. I think he is wanting to test out some lava machine.
What does that mean?
Does that mean it's a machine that makes lava? Oh, that would not be good in the wrong hands, and Dr. Stinky Breath's hands are definitely the wrong hands!
Sawyer and Remy were playing in their backyard. They were having such a fun day because the sun was shining and it wasn't too hot and it wasn't too cold. It was a perfect day to play. And they were playing one of their favorite games. Floor is Lava. Have you ever played Floor is Lava? Yeah, it's so cool when you can build, like, you know, you put pillows down or chairs and you have to run across the lava. That is a really fun time. And so that's what they were doing in their backyard. They had built a whole course where they would never touch the grass. And the grass in their game was the lava. So they were really crushing it.
All right, let's time and see how fast we can go.
All right, Sawyer, you go first, said Remy. One, two, three, go! Sawyer ran super fast through the course. In blazing speed, he made it all the way through the course.
Wow, great job!
All right, Remy, your turn, said Sawyer. And just as Remy began to run, they heard the sound.
Ah!
Wait, what was that sound? It's coming from inside.
Help!
It was coming from inside Sawyer and Remy's house. They ran inside as fast as they could, and
what is going on?
All of a sudden, they saw that their floor in their house had turned to lava. And it was their parents shouting for help.
Help!
Oh, don't worry. We're gonna save you, shouted Remy. Sawyer and Remy had all the gear, the real gear, to save the day. They had jetpacks and water sprayers, and so they just had to find a way to get to their jetpacks, which were in their rooms.
Okay, Sawyer. Can you try and go that way? I'm gonna try and go this way, and we'll see if we can get there.
They chose two different paths because they were Flora's lava experts, remember? So they were climbing over their furniture and their chairs, and they had to find a way to get to their jetpacks and their water shooters. Remy and Sawyer both made it to their rooms. Just in time. The lava seems like it was starting to grow and get deeper. Like it was coming in more. They didn't understand where all the lava was coming from.
All right, I got all our gear, said Sawyer.
Yeah, me too, said Remy.
They put on their jetpacks and flew to where their parents were. They were able to pick up their parents and fly them to safety out to the backyard.
All right, we're going to go back in. You got to call for help, okay?
Their parents called for help, which was the spy HQ hotline. They called it in to report this terrible thing, but Sawyer and Remy had to get to work fast or else their whole house would melt.
All right, first, we got to figure out where this lava is coming from. Because the last I checked, we did not live on a volcano, said Remy.
I know. All right, let's fly around and see if we can figure out where it's coming from.
They put their jetpacks back on and started to fly around inside their house. They had to find the source of the lava.
As they were flying around, they saw, wait a second, look at that closet.
The closet by their front door, it looked like the lava was pouring out from underneath that door. They touched the handle to the door and it was very hot.
Whoa, ouch,
said Sawyer. They had to carefully open the door because they couldn't burn their hands on that hot handle. So they had an idea.
All right, let's spray it with our water shooter and then it'll probably cool down the door.
So they sprayed the door with their water shooter and were able to open it up. And there it was.
What is that thing?
Said Remy.
That was the lava machine that Dr. Stinky Breath was talking about. It was some kind of machine that was lava was pouring out of it. It was like a mobile volcano where you could put it anywhere and then lava would start coming out.
That is very dangerous.
All right, we gotta get that out of here, but I don't know how to turn it off.
All right, what do we got? We could use a net shooter to like grab it and pick it up and maybe we could dump it in a river and that would put it out.
That was a really good idea. Sawyer's plan was to grab onto the lava machine with their net shooter and then fly it over to like a river or a lake and then dump it in the water. And I think that would extinguish all the lava inside of it.
All right. You have a net shooter, right?
Yep, it's right here, said Remy.
1, 2, 3.
As he launched the net shooter, it grabbed onto the lava machine.
Then they had to act very fast because it might melt the net.
They carried it out and flew as fast as they could to the river nearby. And they quickly dropped it into the water and it immediately extinguished and the lava was stopped coming out of it.
Whew! All right, now let's get back to the house and spray all that lava. Let's go.
They flew back to the house where their parents were waiting. Spy Kit HQ was just around the corner. They were going to be there soon. As Sawyer and Remy went inside and sprayed all their water shooters on the lava was put out. It was a big mess that they had to clean up, but their house was saved.
Wow! Great job, Remy and Sawyer. They stopped Dr. Stinky Breath's evil plans again.
Let's check in with Dr. Stinky Breath and see how he's doing.
Purple ninjas, how did this happen? What? There's no way that anyone can stop my lava machine. We have got to do better next time.
We're sorry, boss. We didn't think of them using their net shooters to carry it away and dump it in a river. But don't worry, we'll come up with a better plan.
Purple ninjas, I've had it. Why can't our plans ever work? Those spies. I'm gonna figure out a way how to stop them one day.
Whoa, Dr. Stinky Breath sounds like he means business. Well, I hope our spy team can stop him in his next evil plan. The end.
Wow, what an awesome
awesome adventure.
Well, you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout outs. I want to say hey to Meriwether from Kansas City, Missouri, Mitchell from Melbourne, Australia, Advaith from Nairobi, Kenya, Riley and Reagan from Brooklyn, New York, Isaac from Hamilton, Michigan, and Zachary and Lex from Sarasota, Florida. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye.